Okay, so we're now standing in Gallery 3, which we've entered through an archway, which is surrounded by pairs of very large elephant tusks. Mm-hmm. They are real, but the smaller ones have been taken off display because they were a little bit too desirable, shall we say. But the rest of the ivory in here, that's real. The ivory on the elephant on display, they're not, because if they were real, he'd fall over with weight because he's on a frame, as I said before. And the rhino horns in here, they're all artificial, fake as well. In the middle of this gallery is a very striking exhibit of a lion and a water buffalo in combat, and drawing blood in each case. The lion is significant because it attacked the major in 1905 and ripped at him. Luckily, it landed on his back and tore at his back. And the buffalo is significant because he actually discovered it. It's called Boscaphua cottoni in Latin. And he discovered about three or four dozen different types of animals on his travels. And they're all called cottoni. And we have a few on display. In here we have a northern white rhino, which sadly, they're nearly extinct because there are only two females left. And that's particularly sad because that particular type was discovered by Major Powell Cotton, and it's got cottoni after the name.
Maar goed, in elk geval heel veel dieren hier allemaal achter hele grote vitrines. En die kun je allemaal zien hier in het Powell Cotton Museum. Het ligt in het gebied van Quack House and Gardens.